Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This show is for you. We bring you a different injury subject each week. We try to educate you and give you the information that you need to win the war and fight the war on your injury claim once you've been injured. It is a war. You need to understand the insurance company for the at-fault party is at war with you. They're never going to tell you that. They're not going to volunteer that to you, but that's what's happening. They want to beat your claim, defeat your claim. They have the education. They have the training. They have the knowledge. They have the information. We want you to be educated. At Bell & Pollack, we educate and advocate. That is one of our main slogans, and we try to live up to that slogan and that mantra. We educate and advocate because guess what? Just look at it. The more information you have, the more you know what you're doing instead of guessing, instead of just wondering, right? Then the better you're going to be off. The better you're going to do on the injury claim. If you know how they attack your claim, if you know what their strategy and strategies are against you, if you know what those are, and if you have your own strategies, which we call a legal game plan, if you have your own strategies, it enhances your ability to win your injury claim, period. And that's what we do. That's what we try to do every week. We try to educate you and give you the information. And today we're talking about social media. And do insurance companies really, really use social media, your own social media against you? You bet they do, and we're going to get into that. But Brad, first let's set a little framework, a little ground foundation here on our subject. But let's talk about, before we get into injury claims and injury social media and that sort of thing, and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and what people say and how insurance companies use it, let's talk about maybe the typical household example. You're applying for household insurance. Now, this is different than an injury claim, but insurance companies even look at that because they want to see what your lifestyle is. They want to see if you have pets. They want to see if you misrepresented something on your application.
Yeah, social media is a picture inside of you or inside your home, inside of your life, inside of your work. It's a picture inside of everything about you. And it's a picture that normally in social media, people are trying to hype themselves or they're trying to show the great things they've accomplished, the great things they're doing, the cool things they're doing. A lot of times friends are showing it about you or they have you included in their photos when you don't even realize it or in their social media when you don't realize it. Insurance companies find that to be useful. And is it appropriate? It is appropriate if it's showing a true picture of yourself. But social media rarely, it's been my experience anyway, when I've been dealing with people, the social media rarely shows the true picture of a person. It shows the highlighted portions of a person. It's like, Gary, if you could take a player off of the Denver Broncos or you could take a player off of the Avalanche or the Nuggets or somebody and put together a highlight film of them and have them looking like they're the best player that the team has or the best player in the NFL or in the NHL or in the NBA, you could have them looking like the best player, and guess what you're doing? You're showing highlight films. You can take highlight films of people and make it look like their life is full of fun and drama and exhilarating things they're doing. But a life insurance company that picks that up looks and goes, wait, this guy engages in these type of activities? And, you know, for anybody that you need to get an idea of what we're talking about, how many times have people talked about the fact that these dating sites that you have on social media do not give true pictures of the person they're about to meet? They think they're about to meet somebody who's great and fantastic. Instead, they're meeting somebody who is living in the basement of their parents' home that's never been outside the house but maybe once a week to go to the grocery store.
And probably doesn't even match up to the criteria that they were asking for or looking for to begin with on the dating site.
That's right. And when you stop to think, okay, a dating site never gives you the true picture of a person. Or I can't say never. 99% of the time does not give you the true picture of the person. You don't see them, you don't know them, and you get things that are said or done about them that probably aren't true. Now, social media is your own way of giving really of showing yourself or showing your friends or showing people in really a false light.
Right. You know, you can call us anytime if you've been injured. 303-795 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or you can just go to our website, which is championsofthepeople.com. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation and a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. And, you know, sometimes your legal game plan has to change and have adjustments in it, just like a sports game plan, maybe at halftime or whatever. So you have a legal game plan initially from Bell and Pollock, and then you might have to make adjustments to that game plan. We do it all the time. All right, before we're talking about social media today, and do insurance companies use them, use your social media against you on your injury claim? Absolutely. It's the first place they go. First thing they check. One more example before we get into the injury part of the social media. If you're applying for life insurance, Brad, let's talk about that. You're applying for life insurance and you make certain representations on, you know, on your application. Do you go skydiving? No. Do you go scuba diving? No. Do you take high-risk activity? Are you engaged in high-risk activities? No. Well, if on social media they got a picture of you skydiving, guess what? If they got a picture of you scuba diving, or if you've got your pictures from your last scuba diving trip and all these things, and you went on this dive 100 feet here, 60 feet there, 40 feet here, you went and had this fabulous time and you said no, then that's easy for them. It's easy to deny your application or rescind it or void it or not even pay you, okay, because they say you misrepresented. So now you're getting the flavor, the idea, the picture of how insurance companies use your social media. So, Brad, let's get into the injury part. Do they do that? Yes. And you've given some good examples in the past when we've done shows that touched on social media. You've given some good examples of how pictures can be misleading. But look, if they say that you're saying in your lawsuit that you haven't been able to work for 6 months, and then you're shown on social media working, you're shown on social media doing a part time job, then they've got you, and you're not telling the truth. But many times your pictures don't portray the situation. Maybe you were helping a neighbor, true situation, out just a one time deal, and they say you're engaged in all these physical activities. They look for ways to hurt your injury case.
Well, that's right. You know, and for anybody who's gone on vacation and done things, you know, at times you do something on vacation that you could only do what I would call a one-off. You're not going to do it again. Or you get into a circumstance where you're not going to do it again, or you get into a circumstance where you're showing something in a false light. Gary and I aren't talking about the fact, hey, you want to commit fraud and lie on your policy and then hide it from the social media that you're actually doing these things. People that go vacationing on oceanside resorts, you quite often will find those people that'll go do a parasailing ride or try it, and they try it one time and they don't do it again. Or they go on a snorkeling dive and they try to snorkel and it doesn't come out very well, and they don't do it again. Or the same thing with scuba diving. Quite often you can have these beginner first-time scuba diving when you're on vacation and you're with the family and the whole family is saying, let's go. And so you go over to the boat and you get on it and you go out to where you're going to scuba dive. You put the scuba gear on and you go 10 feet down and they take a picture of you and you come back up and you're done. Well, on the photos, it looks like you're scuba diving. The insurance companies look and say, we right here have a question saying, do you scuba dive? And you said no. And you're trying to explain away the fact that the photos are not putting you in a true light. They're not showing who you are and what you're about. When you start getting into the personal injury business, that's a situation where, once again, you may not be having the proper light shined upon you. And what do I mean by that? You say you've been hurt as a result of a crash, and you all of a sudden on the Facebook, it shows you sitting on a motorcycle. And your injuries are such that, and your complaints and your problems are such that you shouldn't be able to ride a motorcycle. And you can explain from now until the cows come home, if anybody understands that phrase, until the cows come home, you can be explaining that, look, I didn't start the motorcycle. I didn't go on the motorcycle. I didn't ride the motorcycle. Or what happens is your relative takes you around the parking lot and gives you a little ride around the parking lot. And, you know, we'll talk about the consequences that caused for you and your physical injuries to begin with, or your physical condition. But there you are. It shows you on a little brief video or on a picture riding a motorcycle.
Right. Understand, the insurance companies, that's the first place they check when you make an injury claim. And we gave you a couple examples where, you know, non-injury claims like life insurance, homeowners insurance, but it's the first place they check. And it started years ago, they just used to do a little check. Now, it's a big, big deal. Exactly what they do. Insurance companies think that if you and their lawyers think that if you take a vacation, you must not be hurt. If you can fly in an airplane, you must not be hurt, because that's what they always look for. Entries or postings on Facebook that I took a trip to Southern Colorado this weekend. I took my kids to Disneyland. And they think that, you know, they think juries don't believe you're injured or hurt if you can take a trip. You must not be having it that bad if you can do that. So that's what they look for. And there's a whole host of other things that they look for. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You can call us if you've been injured. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We got a break coming up. Right after the break, we're going to answer the question for you. Here it is. Ready? Can insurance companies friend you on your social media? Can they actually friend you to start discourse and conversation with you and get deeper into your life, or is that not proper? We'll tell you that, and we'll answer that right after the break. Bell and Pollock, we are injury attorneys on your side, and we are the champions of the people. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about drunk drivers and punitive damages. What are punitive damages, by the way? How do they help you? Can they help you? Punitive damages exist by statute in Colorado. They're there to punish the wrongdoer for intentional, reckless, wrongful, wanton acts. Drunk driving is one of those reckless acts. You can obtain punitive damages against drunk drivers, and that puts additional legal, legitimate pressure on the insurance company for the drunk driver to pay you your complete, legitimate money for your injuries and damages and losses. Do not let them get away with it. Make sure you can prove the driver was drunk. Call the police. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, along with my partner, Brad Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984 with the sole vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. We have years of experience. You can put our years of experience to work for you and your family and your injury claim to try to maximize the amount of compensation the insurance company is going to pay you, because they don't want to pay you much, if anything. They look for ways. They try to find ways not to pay you. And one of the ways we're talking about today is their use of your own social media against you. They find pictures. They find messages. They find things on your Facebook, on your Instagram, on your Twitter. And you can set your privacy settings where they're not public, but still you agree to the terms and conditions when you sign up. And if anything that's made public, it's like following you in surveillance. It's like following you down the street. It's like, but you volunteer this information. You went on a vacation. You went on a dirt bike trip. You went on a motorcycle trip. Or you're working out in the backyard. And sometimes, Brad, and we've seen this. We've seen all these things we're talking to you about. Sometimes you don't even post it. One of your friends posts a picture of you, maybe at a wedding, maybe at a dance, maybe at a party, maybe on a trip, maybe at a family reunion. They post pictures of you. You weren't posting them, but they're tagged to you, and then the insurance company can see those, and then they use them, and they do exhaustive searches.
Well, they do. They're going to do these exhaustive searches because it's turned out to be beneficial for them. And once again, you can, if it's beneficial for them, you can draw from that certain inferences. And what are those inferences you're going to draw? Well, the first inference you could draw is, well, maybe the injured person's lying. Maybe they're saying they're injured and they can't do things, but they really can, or their injuries aren't as bad as they say. The second thing is as I've stated, it says the certain things they get from social media will look to put you in a false light, where it looks like you're doing things, or it looks like you're engaging in activities, or it gives an impression that you're engaging in activities that you're not really engaging into. That puts you on the defensive. Now you're having to explain things, and instead of being able to identify for a jury the injuries you have and the problems it's caused, you're on the defensive of trying to explain your social media and why you put on your social media what you did, and why you had the pictures you did, and why you were involved in all that, and why you were at the party, or why you were engaging in the activities you were engaging. The other thing it might very well do is that social media and having you on there might very well do is give an impression of you that you're doing things you're not doing, and that you can do those things that you do for a second, but or for a minute for a photo, or you do for 20 seconds for a photo, that you really can't do. The old thing of somebody says, okay, pick so-and-so up in the photo so we can show you holding him, and you get him up just long enough for the photo to be snapped and it's put back down, but on social media it shows you holding somebody that is too heavy for you and would hurt you and would harm you. And maybe it did cause you additional pain. Now, the insurance company will look and they'll say, that shows that if that caused you additional pain, there's a subsequent event, a superseding event that caused you to be in the condition you are in, and you made yourself worse by a subsequent act. So and actually what it was a literally a tenth of a second thing of just picking him up and putting him back down, but it looks like you have been able to hold somebody up on your back or your shoulders.
Right, so it can be very deceiving, and they do search for it, and they do try to use it against you, and they do use it, and they introduce it in evidence. You know, so we right before the break, we posed the question, can they fringe you? No, they can't fringe you. That's not proper. That's not allowed. And so if they've done that, then that can be in your favor, because they're not supposed to communicate with you once you hire an attorney. So let's look at that basic rule before we go further. If you hire an attorney on your injury case, the insurance companies can't talk to you anymore. They can't communicate with you, can't write you letters, can't get you on the phone. And to many people, that's a blessing, because they don't want to deal with the insurance company. The insurance company then has to deal with your attorney, period. And that's the end of it. But when they start friending somebody, it is in essence like dealing with them behind the attorney's back. And that's not proper. That's not allowed. So if that's happened to you, you need to call Bell and Pollock right away, 303-795-5900. If you've been injured, you call us 303-795-5900, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, you know we have 9 books on our website, championsofthepeople.com. They're free. They're free for you. And there are all kinds of injury subjects. You can go there and take a look at them. You can download them free. 9 books. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or make a request on championsofthepeople.com, and we'll be glad to send you any or all of our books, hard copy, for free. We want you to have the information. We want you to be educated. All right, today we're talking about social media. So what can you do to protect yourself? You know, you shouldn't really ever delete and just start deleting stuff on social media, because they can figure that out and they can use that against you. So what can you do? You're in control of your privacy settings, right? But you know, sometimes that doesn't control when a friend tags you, and that's not operative sometimes. But you can control your privacy settings. But you know, one of the biggest things you can do is just don't do it, right, Brad? I mean, they're going to try to find it out every time, 100% of the time, 110% of the time. They're going to try to investigate you, and their easiest way is to do it through social media. It doesn't cost them much. I mean, in the old days, they had to have private investigators and private eyes and video surveillance, which they still do. They still do those things, but now it's easier. So if you just refrain from doing it, there's nothing there for them to discover.
Now, I want to backtrack a little bit because Gary's right. Basically, they cannot friend you if you're represented or they have a letter of representation or you're in litigation, because that's in essence a form of communication. But don't think for a minute that that when the accident first happens, when the crash first happens, let's say the crash happens, you're hurt, and you take a year to hire a lawyer and to do letter representation, and you're talking to the adjuster, but you're not doing anything else. There's a chance they can friend you. That doesn't necessarily mean they cannot friend you before you get yourself into a formal situation where they're not supposed to be able to communicate with you directly. You're communicating with them directly. You're discussing things with them directly. And the question is how liberal are you with your friends? I mean, there's people out there who have 1,000, 2,000 friends, 3,000 friends. They let anybody who wants to friend them, friend them. They're indiscriminate about the friend. And, you know, I'm not certain why that is, because if you're doing that, you're in essence saying, I want the whole world to see what I'm doing and how I'm handling my life, regardless of whether or not they're a friend or foe or they're somebody who should or shouldn't have that knowledge. So, you know, if you're liberal with your friending, you may very well find yourself friended by an insurance company or by one of their investigators before it happens. And let me tell you something. Plaintiff's lawyers do it too. Before the action starts, before you get involved with the adjusters, before you get involved in anything, when you first learn about a lawsuit, quite often plaintiffs, the injured people, will say, who is this guy or lady who hit me? Who ran into me? What are they about? Where they come from? And try and get information on them. And what do you always do? You pick up your computer, you go to the Facebook, and a lot of times they will get friended to be able to learn information.
There's all kinds of rules about friending, so there's exceptions. You need to talk to a lawyer before you talk about friending anybody. You need to talk to a lawyer before if an insurance company has friended you, because there's all kinds of exceptions to those rules, and we're talking about generalities today on the show about friending. But you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. If you've been injured, you can give us a call right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have 9 books there. They're free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books at any time. Right now, if you want to, we have books on hit and run. We have books on insurance company tactics. We have a book on legal game plan. We trademark protected and copyrighted legal game plan. That's ours. We have a legal game plan for you. And I tell you what, your strategies win your case. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and see what you like about the information, the books. All of our shows are there. We do have a whole host of shows on injury subjects across the state of Colorado. We're glad to share this information with you. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party. Do you know what to do? Do you know what to say? Do you know what you should do? Do you know what you shouldn't do? You don't. You know, for that instance, in that situation, the insurance adjuster, that's an ordinary day and event for him or her. It's not an ordinary day or event for you. You need to understand your rights. You need a legal game plan. You need it laid out for you in a free initial consultation. At Bell and Pollock, that's what we do. That's what we can do for you. A game plan for the way the accident happened, a legal game plan for your injuries, damages, and losses to prove them. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys, and we are here for you. You can call us anytime if you've been injured, or if you've got an insurance question or an insurance claim, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about social media. So, Brad, let's talk about, as we wrap this show up, let's talk about how we've seen insurance companies You know, once you have a lawsuit, once you have a claim, they make certain disclosures, and you don't even have to have a lawsuit to have disclosures done. And most of the time, if not all the time, we get our clients' social media posts disclosed to us because they've already gone through and investigated them. So, you know, the best thing you can do is just don't participate. Don't participate in Facebook. And some people, that's a big part of their life, you know, but just don't do it. Because then you're not worried about what's posted. You're not worried about how it can be taken out of context. You're not worried about that. But you shouldn't just start deleting things. That's not good, because they can figure it out if you deleted things. But you just need to not participate. Also, you can check your privacy settings.
Yeah, if you start deleting things or take down your Facebook, there can be an adverse inference implied as far as why did you do that? Why did you suddenly take everything down? And it can be a matter of when you took it down and why you took it down and what's going on. But indiscriminately taking things off your social media in the middle of a lawsuit or in the middle of a personal injury claim can be very harmful. Before you do anything like that, you definitely want to talk to a personal injury lawyer and talk about what you're doing and why you're doing it and what's coming off. And maybe you preserve some of it. Maybe you're taking it off for a legitimate reason and you preserve some of it for the defense lawyers and for the lawyers to see, to show that it was really harmless except for you were taking it down for a different reason. That's one of the things that might happen. Another thing is that in the middle of litigation, especially after you've received discovery, you've received a demand for your Facebook or for your social media pages, do not destroy them. You can't destroy them. I know I'm giving some legal advice that other lawyers may be telling you. If you have a lawyer that's telling you get rid of that stuff, get it off your Facebook, I think that's a terrible move. I think you need to save that stuff. You need to lock down your Facebook. So you need to lock it down. As a matter of fact, I routinely tell my clients, lock down your Facebook, make sure nobody else is getting on it, find out who does get on it. If those people have republished your Facebook, then you want to stop them from getting back on your Facebook during the time pendency of your litigation and your injury. And you want to make sure that you still preserve it so that if anybody accuses you of trying to hide evidence or destroy evidence, that you're able to show you weren't doing that. Remember, a question you have when you're getting on Facebook, especially after a crash, is are you being honest about your abilities? And there are so many people out there who your friends hear you're in a crash, they call, are you all right, you're all right? And you'll say, yeah, I'm all right. And you put that on your Facebook, let everybody know I'm all right. Well, you're not all right, but you're saying it because you're trying to reassure your friends, and it's a common thing to say. But it ends up being so destructive.
It's almost like saying, if somebody's saying, how are you doing? Just fine. Well, the insurance company, you don't understand. They use those words against you. You're doing all right, or I'm just doing just fine. Everything's fine. They ask you those questions. So now you got your eyes wide open. If you've been injured, you can call us, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to give you a game plan. We give you a free initial consultation and a significant, meaningful, free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. See you next week.